I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Just ahead, a Brazilian take on the Batman theme. But first, we answer today's GeoQuiz. We were looking for a Mexican city just across the Rio Grande from El Paso, Texas. The answer is Juarez. It's one of the world's most violent cities, and yet 18 high school seniors from Europe, Asia, and South America are studying there this year. They're part of the Rotary International Exchange Program. Juarez isn't exactly New York or Paris or London, but the students, whom reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe met, couldn't be happier.
Saskia Schultz is an 18-year-old German girl with a short blonde bob and rectangular glasses. When she got the news she'd be spending a year in the Mexican border city of Juarez, the first thing she did was go to her computer. She opened up a Google search and typed in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
And what came out was like drugs, dead woman, and my parents got very scared and didn't want me to come here.
Her fellow classmates, Taiki Bofuls from Japan and Hina Rora from India, did the same thing.
I checked the internet and it came out one of the most dangerous cities.
It was like the city of death, violence, etc. But I didn't tell my parents.
A few weeks ago, Saskia, Taiki, and Hina gathered at a seafood restaurant in Juarez, less than a mile from the American border. Just outside, armed convoys of military and federal police zoomed up and down the street. In the last 2 years, the citizens of Juarez have seen the most death and terror since the Mexican Revolution. That's thanks to a vicious turf battle between powerful drug cartels and to the government's attempt to eradicate them. When asked about Juarez, however, the students have far different things on their minds.
In the weekend, there are always fiestas. Went to a party, and then I love tacos. Oh.
Parties and food, the highlight of any normal teenager's life. And so far, the students say that's how it's been in Juarez, normal. They go to the mall, the movies, and hang out at friends' houses. Each exchange student stays with a local host family and attends a local high school. Saskia, the German girl, describes a typical day.
Well, like at 7 o'clock I wake up, have a shower, get ready for school. Then I go to school, do my classes and talk with my friends. And then in the afternoon I do a lot of sports. I do hip-hop and football with soccer at school. And sometimes I go to the gym to take off the kilos I won here.
But Juarez is not like any normal city. There are real dangers here. Daylight shootings on major streets, mass killings at restaurants, and deadly kidnappings, to name a few. In 2 years, more than 4,000 people have been killed here in drug-related violence. Last month, 15 people were massacred in a single attack by more than a dozen gunmen wielding assault rifles. Most of the dead were high school students celebrating a birthday.
There are problems, but it's not that bad.
Ricardo Alvarado, a mustachioed dentist who wears thin round frames, downplays the situation in his city. Alvarado is the regional coordinator for the Rotary Exchange Program. Despite the violence, he says, the program remains unchanged. The students have a 10 o'clock curfew, they aren't allowed to drink alcohol, and must be accompanied by an adult to activities outside school.
And of course, we feel the responsibility. That's why we have to interview the families, the host families, and we have to know where they're staying, what they're doing.
Alvarado said so far only one girl from Romania has canceled her exchange on account of the violence. Before the beginning of the current program back in July, Alvarado said he received some calls and emails from other Rotarians concerned about safety, but in the end, all sent their students to Juarez. Silvia Martinez and her husband are host parents for the exchange program. They often take their student, a 17-year-old Turkish boy named Mehmet, to the local bowling alley. Martinez says she always makes sure Mehmet is accompanied by an adult when he goes out. Otherwise, she says she tries to make up fun activities at home, simply because it's safer.
Hey, we watch movies, play games. The kids are happy to spend time with us. We have fun together. If they want, we order pizza, Chinese food, whatever they want. We try to make them happy here at home so they don't have to go out.
Despite the challenges that exist in Juarez, Martinez says the students still benefit from the exchange program as originally intended. They are maturing, learning a new language, and creating mutual appreciation and understanding between people of different cultures. A few days after the Juarez birthday party massacre, which got worldwide news coverage, Saskia and another exchange student from Brazil were at a restaurant with three other classmates. The girls were laughing and talking about boys as they dug five silver spoons into a giant, piping hot brownie. The death of so many young people was shocking, Saskia said. But violence won't consume her memories about Juarez when she goes back to Germany in a few months.
Well, I will remember fun and friends and stuff like that, but I will take a good experience from here.
For The World, I'm Mónica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.